It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Let's look more closely now at President Obama's proposal to overhaul the corporate tax system. His plan would sharply cut the taxes that U.S. companies pay and also eliminate many loopholes. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the proposal should have broad appeal.
We believe that the reception so far has been positive and will be positive because it does what so many people say is important to do, which is, and this is Democrats and Republicans, which is lower the rate, broaden the base, eliminate the underbrush of unnecessary subsidies and loopholes and special provisions that complicate the tax code.
But listen carefully to a few of those words Carney just spoke. You'll hear why the plan faces an uphill battle in Congress. He said, broaden the base. That phrase means making more income from more people subject to taxation. Business lobbyists know that means eliminating popular tax breaks. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
At least on paper, U.S. companies pay a tax rate of 35%, higher than just about any other advanced country. And Scott Hodge, president of the Tax Foundation, says that leaves U.S. corporations at a big disadvantage.
75 countries have cut their corporate tax rates. And if we look at the rest of the world, it's a very competitive place compared to the United States.
But at the same time, the U.S. tax code is larded with exemptions, deductions, and credits of all kinds. And Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice says most big companies know how to take advantage of them.
Right now, we have a 35% nominal corporate tax rate, but our big corporations, on average, pay about half that, about 18%.
The plan unveiled by the Obama administration would cut the corporate tax rate to 28%, but it would also get rid of a lot of those loopholes. The plan would impose a minimum tax on the money that companies make overseas, something proponents say would cut down on the use of offshore tax havens. Administration officials say a simpler tax code would save a lot of companies money. Joel Slemrod is a professor of economics at the University of Michigan.
Companies spend an enormous amount of money, not just complying with the tax system, but planning about how to make use of these complexities and the differences in tax systems across countries to their best advantage.
To Scott Hodge of the Tax Foundation, which lobbies for lower taxes, the effort to reform the system has come none too soon.
Well, I think at least the administration should be given some credit for recognizing the U.S. corporate tax rate is well out of step with the rest of the world and needs reform.
But Hodge said the tax cut didn't go far enough. He also took issue with one part of the proposal that would cut the tax rate even further for manufacturers. Administration officials said they want to promote the creation of manufacturing jobs because they pay better and because they tend to lead to other kinds of job creation. Conservatives say that amounts to the government picking winners and losers instead of letting the market do it. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce warned yesterday that it would vigorously oppose efforts to pit one industry against another. The idea is opposed by some liberal groups, too. Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice notes that manufacturers already get big tax breaks.
You take a company like Boeing, for example. The president was just out to visit them last week. Boeing hasn't paid a nickel in federal income taxes over the last 10 years. I don't know how you can cut their taxes any further. You really ought to be raising them.
But such a move is unlikely to get through Congress, especially in an election year. Joel Slemrod says hacking away at the thicket of tax credits and exemptions tends to be a tough sell in Washington, and lawmakers who try to do it quickly back down.
In the past, anyway, the companies that pay more scream louder than the companies that pay less applaud.
Still, there is widespread agreement that the tax code, with its many complexities and inequities, needs to be overhauled and that it would benefit the economy in the long run. The administration's proposal could set the stage for just such a reform later on. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.